You're listening to Conversations in the Cloud, a weekly podcast where IT leaders exchange insights about issues around cloud architectures for the data center. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Conversations in the Cloud. My name is Allison Klein. Today I'm with Pete Downing of Citrix. Welcome to the program, Pete.
Thank you, Allison.
Pete, what do you do at Citrix?
I am a principal product manager in the networking and cloud division here at Citrix. I'm primarily focused on our open cloud initiative as well as the open cloud bridging feature that's going to be part of NetScaler in an upcoming release. I'm based in Boston, Mass., and I've been here coming on 5 years.
Fantastic. Well, you know, Citrix obviously is known for leadership in the virtualization space, but you've been making a lot of noise in the cloud computing arena lately. Why don't you tell us about how you view cloud in terms of an opportunity for your customers, as well as what kind of offerings you have that are unique for the cloud?
First off, we want to come into the cloud space as being truly open. So We don't want to lock any customer or vendor that we work with into what we would call a cookie cutter cloud. The goal is really to take the core competencies that we have around our platform virtualization, our edge networking technology, NetScaler, and our core products, Zen Desktop and Zen App, and fit them into different cloud scenarios, whether they're enterprise-focused or hoster or telco-focused.
As you look at your virtualization solutions, are there any new capabilities that are required from a hypervisor or other virtualization software to make that cloud environment a reality?
In the future, we're going to be launching two key products slash features. One is going to be what's called Open Cloud Access, which is focused around identity management and identity transparency. So you'll be able to bring up our classic Citrix Receiver client and not only be able to publish the traditional applications that people are used to publishing with our ZenApp product line, but also publish SaaS applications, let's say like Salesforce or LinkedIn or, you know, any type application where you need a username and password. And I don't know about you, but I have a lot of different SaaS applications that I leverage day to day, and I have various passwords for every single one, and I can't keep track of them. So OCA, Open Cloud Access, will solve that problem. On the other side is what we're calling our Open Cloud Bridge. And Open Cloud Bridge is going to focus on how do I extend my enterprise data center to a cloud and make my cloud look like it is part of the enterprise data center at the layer two level. And on each side, you would have a NetScaler, and that would initiate the connection from point A to point B. So it's tied to the NetScaler device and doesn't care what's on the other side of it. So you could have a private cloud in your enterprise, and you want to connect that private cloud up to a hosted cloud or a public cloud that might enable you to pool resources together and make those resources look and feel as if they're running right there in your data center. And one of the cool things that's going to enable is the ability to run, let's say, a workload like a web app that might require a database that's sitting back in your data center. And now you don't have to forklift that database up to the cloud. You can run the web apps to take advantage of things like elasticity or bursting in the cloud, but keep the database resident back in your data center that's secured, et cetera, and a lot of admins really like that.
Obviously, Citrix and Intel have had a long history of collaboration. You guys are part of our Cloud Builders program. Do you want to tell us about what you've been doing there?
Yeah, sure. So last year we worked together on a use case around onboarding. And onboarding is really about how do I migrate to the cloud, but more importantly, what if I have vendor X on one side and, you know, vendor Y on the other side? How do I convert the virtual machine that I'm migrating to the cloud up to the target cloud that I'm moving to? And then the other piece that we focused on was the bridging aspect of, you know, we used the workload that required a database back in the data center. And a lot of administrators don't want to have to, again, forklift all those pieces up to the cloud in order to run a specific application. So what if we can enable the migration of an application up to the cloud and also allow that application to connect back to the data center to access key resources like LDAP and a database and other functions that you want to keep resident back in your enterprise data center? And what we did is we proved out the end-to-end proof of concept. We built it. We wrote up the reference architecture and published a nice white paper highlighting that. We're also in the process of revising the white paper. We're going to highlight a web tier app, and we're also going to leverage some of the core functionalities of NetScaler and show how we can do load balancing, site capacity management. So what if I have a resource in my enterprise that gets overloaded? Can I redirect everybody to the cloud to get that same resource? So we're going to revise that paper a little bit more to enhance it, to pull in some other live use cases after talking to customers.
That's really cool. I mean, that, in describing that, you've really highlighted some of the complexities of a federated cloud environment where you've got an app running publicly that is requiring data from things that are in the data center. So you guys are actually mapping out exactly how that would work.
That's one of my favorite things about the Intel Cloud Builder, is it actually shows you how to implement what they talk about.
Pete, if people want to find out more about the Citrix Cloud offerings, where do they go?
www.citrix.com/cloud. And that will get you right to all our cloud information.
Great. Well, thank you so much for being on the program. I noticed that you're blogging on our Cloud Builder site, so please visit his blogs on the Intel Cloud Builders website, and we'll have you back on the program to hear more about what's going on with Citrix in the future.
Thank you for the time today. It was fun.
Hey, ChipChat listeners, we've got some exciting news for you. Based on demand, we are announcing a new segment on ChipChat and Conversations in the Cloud we're calling the ChipChat Challenge. Throughout the year, we'll be creating contests for you, our listeners. These will be challenges that draw upon your knowledge and creativity. And here's your first challenge. Cloud computing is a prevalent buzzword in the industry, but there is still ambiguity in the definition of cloud computing, and I hear this every day. So we want you, our listeners, to give your definition of cloud computing. Propose a succinct way to define this architectural shift in data centers. And if we pick your entry as a winner, you will win a cool prize. To submit your definitions, go to intel.com/server. There, you will see instructions on how to submit your entry. So get busy. You have until April 6th to send in your definitions. Thanks for playing the Chip Chat Challenge.